We were holding Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph, the new parak. The Mishnah says, Kodshei Kedoshim, a korban of an oile, a chatas, an osham, Kodesh Kedoshim, Sheshochtem B'Rosh HaMizbeach. Let's say they made the Shechita B'Dieved on the top part of the Mizbeach, our Rosh HaMizbeach. The Chetchilu we know is supposed to make the Shechita on Sofen, on the north side of the Mizbeach. What's going to be there if they made the Shechita on top of the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yossi says, Kilu Nishchatu Batzofen. Yes, the Shechita is still kosher, it's considered like the Shechita was done with Sofen on the north side of the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends, that Nichatzi HaMizbech Balat Sofen Ketzofen. You divide the Mizbech halfway. The half part that's towards the north side of the Mizbech, that whole half is kosher for Shechita of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mashenke Nichatzi HaMizbech Balat Dorim, but the half of the side of the Mizbech, that near the south side, Kedorim, is possible, it's not fit, to have a Shechita of the Kodesh Kedoshim there. It's considered like the Dorim part of the Azara. And if in a family for Shlomim, it would be kosher. But for Kodesh Kodashim, it's possible. Now, we'll do exactly what the Makhleki says, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, said, Omar Hoya Rabbi Yossi. Meaning to say, Rabbi Yechanan says, this is like Rashi says, Gemara Gomel Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan have a Kabbalah, that this is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. That Omar Hoya Rabbi Yossi. That kule mizbeach b'tzofen koi. The mizbeach achitzen itself, the whole mizbeach, was on the north half of the Azara. If you divide the Azara down straight in the middle, so on the half that's towards the tzofen, it's called tzofen, the whole mizbeach is on that side. And that's the reason why he holds in the Mishnah that if you make a shechita for Kodesh Kedoshim on top of the mizbeach, it's kosher. Because the whole mizbeach is seated on the tzofen side. Oh my kilu, what does the Mishnah mean to say kilu nishchatu b'tzofen? In the words, mamash on tzofen. So what's the Russian of Mishnah kilu? The Russian says, Savadi b'tzofen nishchat. Should have said better? It's sort of like the shechita was done b'tzofen. So Moshe says, yes, the chiddush is, because otherwise, Mao, the time I would have thought to say, binu na yerach. In fact, you have to have it on the side of the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. But it has to be a yerach on the side of the Mizbeach. Leka, and now that you're on top of the Mizbeach, you do not have the side. Kamash Mulan, that's the Kiddush that knows, still it's kosher, still it's okay. So, Malay Reb Zeir Rabasi, so Zeir now said that to Rabasi, Elamayat, like you, if so, it is the Pshat, Elamayat, Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yehuda. In the Mishnah, when Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yehuda says his Kiddush, that half of the Mizbeach is called Sotan and half not, so you want to tell me, Hokinami, according to him also, you have to say, the chetzi of b'tzofen, the chetzi of b'dorim. So exactly half of the mizbeach was on the tzofen side of the Yavoro, and the other half was on the dorim side, it's not mizavro. So Moshe says, no, v'chitei mochinami, maybe you want to say yes, enechnami. According to the base of Yehuda, he holds the mizbeach, like the middle of mizbeach, was exactly the middle point of the Azara, and therefore the tzofen side is sitting on the tzofen side of the Azara. The chitim, maybe you want to say Ochinami, if that's the way it was. I, if you are to the Amrit, you yourself are the one that said, Mishmeidi Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan, that Moidi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Shem Shochat, Kenegdon, the Karkab Sula, that to make the Shechita on the floor of the Azara, right opposite that part of the Mizbeach, that'd be Sula. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that he says half of the Mizbeach, the north side, north half of the Mizbeach, is kosher for Shechita, it's only if you mamish on top of the Mizbeach. But let's say they come down to the floor and make the Shechita on the floor of the Azara, opposite that half of the Mizbeach, that'd be Psula. So the question is why? If you're telling me that half of the Mizbeach is really on the southern side of the Azara, then any kaku also opposite that side, that space, should also be called on the southern side. The mice sits on the southern side of the Mizbeach, it should be Shaira. So why do you yourself say that it's Sula? So Chutz Mashma, that the whole Mizbeach is not on the southern side, and it's only a special Heter on top of the Mizbeach. So only on top of the Mizbeach is it kosher, so at least the half part towards the southern. And not on the other half, but on the floor would be Sula. Or Malaysia said back to him, Hochi koma Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan said that Shneya Mikre Chadoshu. Rabbi Yuri both Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Tashem the same Pasuk. And as Rashi says, like Omalena, this is Rabasi, that Hochi Om Rabbi Yechanan. This was Rabbi Yechanan before, what he meant to say, when Yechanan before said, Oy Mahoyu Rabbi Yossi. So the pshat from Yechanan is not that it's a Mishnah, but Rabbi saying over Kabbalah from his Rebbe that it's a machlokes, it's in a pasuk. Nenachanami, the actual Mizbeach was not on the tzof inside of the Azara. But the reason machlokes is, had a dash in a pasuk, if on top of the Mizbeach itself is kosher for a shechita of a Kurdish Kedoshim. That's the machlokes. But the pasuk says, the zovach to olov, if oilosecho v'yeshlomecho, you should be zovach, you could shecht mashma on top of the Mizbeach, a carbon oil and a carbon shlomin. So Rabbi Yossi holds that this pasuk means to say, kulali oila, the kulali shlomin, the whole mizbeach, any part of the top of the mizbeach, is kosher both for carbon oil, for Kurdish Kedoshim, and it's also kosher for carbon shlomin. However, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, chetze of the oila, the chetze of the shlomin. Only half of the mizbeach is kosher for carbon oil. And half of the other half is kosher for korban shlamin, but not the whole thing, because the Yosef Yehuda holds the yis agudaitoch. If you can tell me and think, the yis agudaitoch kula loyla kosher, that the whole top of the mizbech is kosher for shechita of a kodesh kadoshim. If so, hashda kula loyla kosher kula l'shlamin miboi. Like, what does the pasuk have to say? There's a vach to olav es olasech of yeshlamecha. What do I have to have the pasuk mechlat to say geshech? Yishlamim on top. The chub shita, madach is kosher for kodesh kadoshim, shita is kosher for shlamim. So lamai, the pasuk must be teaching us, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, know that only half of the mizbech is kosher for korban oila, and the other half is kosher only for korban shlamim, for kodeshim kalim. So more stuff like what's from Rabbi Yosef, the other one Rabbi Yosef holds, itzrach no, still I need the pasuk. Even though according to Rabbi Yosef, the whole top of the mizbech is kosher for korban oila, still I need this pasuk that says the zavach tolov es olasech of yeshlamecha. Vivek is itzroch, because otherwise salkut eitach amin. I would have thought to say oilahu tedochek leimokim in oilataka needs place. Avu shlomim bledochek leimokim. Hey maloi, let's buy a korban oila. It's a kodesh kedoshim. It could be shchit. It could only be on the tzofen side of the mizbeach. So it's not anywhere. There are special places where yes, so therefore it's dochet, maybe you don't have enough room there, therefore there's a special heter, you're also allowed to make the shchit on top of the mizbeach. Ah, vo shlomin, but a korban shlomin, which the shchit is b'chol mokam b'yazoro, so therefore the loy dochet, loy mokam, it's not dochet. We don't bedavka need a special place. A maloi, maybe there's no heter to make the shchit on top of the mizbeach. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush according to Rabbi Yosef. The chiddush is that not only kodesh kadoshim could be done on top of the mizbeach, but who are doing the kodeshim kalim could also be done on top of the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, "Gufo, what we just said before, that Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Asi says over, that Rabbi Yechanan, that the moed of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda himself admits, Shem Shochaton Kinegdem Makakab Sulas, that the shechita were done opposite the mokum of the mizbeach on the karka of the azara, that a bitsura that's not really considered tzofin of the azara, and that mokum will be possible to make a shchita. So malay revachim medifta ravino may chineg the mekarka. What do you mean to say opposite the mizbeach on the karka itself? So Rashi says alek lefrusha chinegdon the ritzpa le mizrach hamizbeach. You can't say that it really means on the east side of the mizbech, or my rov or us on the mountain side of the mizbech. The imkem were heavy kashi milso to the basim liel. There wouldn't be any question. The miyach alek lemenov. Lest the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda chati mizbech on the bitzofim. The afilu tzofim nami posim on the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The afilu stomach lechais to lazara tzofim posim. The moshim mekinegit zovis on mizbech tzofim lemizrocha. As according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita, he holds what considered tzofim the mokum where you can make a shchit of the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's exactly the north side of the Azara from the Mizbech itself. It means draw a line from the top of the Mizbech, the Marav side of the Mizbech, and draw a line on the bottom on the Mizrach side of the Mizrach, directly to the right side, to the Sofer side of the Azorah. Only that box light, right opposite the Sofer side of the Mizrach itself, is a kosher. But on top of that, or on bottom of that, it's possible. So what's the chiddush of whether the Yosef Yehuda says, Shimshachton Kinegdu Makat Apsula? If Kinegdu would mean further up, Marav side, or further down, Mizrach side, Pshitit Psula. Even if the Mizbech itself would be on the southern side of the Azorah, so what? Even on the southern side of the Azorah, it's only the exact opposite of the Mizbech that's kosher. So my Kinegdu and the Karka. Elam, if you want to tell me, I'm a Yisoid, it means the Am of the Yisoid. And I'm a Soivev, that's what it means, Enechnami, on the southern side of the Mizbech itself. Kinegdu and the Karka meaning the Yisoid itself, the first Am of the Yisoid, or the first armored inventions of the Soviet, that will be possible. For the Gemara, why? Haigufu Mizbeachu. That's not as part of the Mizbeach. So just like you said, top of the Mizbeach is kosher for a Shechit as Kodesh Kodoshim, Pshit who are on top of the Yisoid, or on top of the armor that indents by the Soviet. For Yod, also, my connect the Mekarka. What the Chod does it mean, connect the Mekarka? And the Chod is not called on the Karka. That's also called on the Mizbeach itself. This time, maybe you want to tell me, the Yovid Mechilas the Karko, that they made like tunnels. Under the Karko, Fishach at Boom, it's under the Mizbeach, there's a tunnel. And in the tunnel, that's where they made the Shechita. So Mamash Bekarko means directly underneath the Mizbeach. That's where they make a Shechita, that'll be possible. Because Gemara Vechi, Hai Gadno, we have a Mizbeach. It's the cloud, the Mizbeach, Kesher, in such a way, we have Mechilas, if you have tunnels underneath it. For a time, we don't like this, the Gemara later that says, the Pesach says, Mizbeach Adomo, Tafeli.